This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. And now we fast forward to 20th century interactive infographics. Last week, WNYC's John Keefe visited NHPR. He heads that station's new data news group and demonstrated some truly illuminating interactive data maps for us. One map of New York reveals that the blocks where the highest number of stop and frisk gun searches are conducted by the NYPD are not the places where stopping and frisking actually results in seizing a gun. So using graphics to illustrate raw data can add value to news stories or even become the story itself. John told us that most of the code that his data news team uses comes from CartoDB. That's an open source tool. Now, we were curious about CartoDB's other applications, so we went to their source. Javier de la Torre is CEO of Visuality. That's the New York and Madrid-based tech company behind CartoDB. And Javier is on the line with us from Madrid. Javier, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit more about these tools. What does CartoDB provide?
So CartoDB is a geospatial database. It's a software that works on the internet. It's a website where you can go and you can upload your data or someone else's data. For example, think about, like, you made this example with the New York Police Stop and Frisk data set. So you can use that data, you can upload it to CartoDB, and then you can do analysis and then create visualizations with that data. So think, for example, in this case of a stop and frisk, the New York Police publish this data yearly, and they've been doing it for almost 5 years. And what you can do with CartoDB is that you can go to the New York Police website, you can grab their files, their data sets, you can upload them to CartoDB, and then you can create maps. Maps that will show you, for example, where do they stop more people and what type of this data set is they read. So, for example, you can also do maps of where do they stop more black people or where they stop more white people. So you can do this type of analysis, and then you can make a visualization, and you can then share it on the same way that you would search something like a YouTube video.
Right, so it's interactive. You can actually put your mouse over these blocks that are the darkest purple, meaning they have the most stops, and it actually tells you how many stops are done there in a year. Quite different information than where the guns are actually seized. So obviously this information comes out of the police department in this case with just lists and lists of numbers. So your work is actually taking those numbers and then giving them some sort of graphic representation, correct?
Exactly.
You know, that's one of the things that journalists have often been tasked with doing, especially investigative journalists. They spend hours and hours going through reams and reams and reams of numbers. This work that you are doing at CartoDB saves that work and actually makes it easier to interpret for audiences. Did you develop this specifically for journalists?
No, we didn't really develop it for journalists. We didn't have journalists in mind when we were working on CartoDB. The main use that we were targeting when we created CartoDB, it was environmental issues. So if you think about things like global environmental change, like global warming, or you think about like biodiversity and species getting lost, I mean, all these topics are very, very attached to location. So most of these issues, you have to represent them on maps. So we created CartoDB to help scientists analyze and visualize their data about the environment. And it was kind of like curious that when we released CartoDB as an open source tool, we started getting journalists talking to us and saying us, well, this is a great tool to actually do our work in finding the stories on data sets that are in the interest of journalists. And so what happened is that suddenly there was this community of what we call now data journalists that are like investigating on these data sets. They came to us and they started asking for features. I'd say right now probably the main community of users of CartoDB are actually journalists. But it's kind of curious that we were not envisioning that when we created it. So.
What do you think CartoDB is doing here? Is it just responding to the way that people absorb information, or are you actually, you know, changing expectations about seeing news in graphic form? Are you pushing for a more sort of graphic-rich news agenda?
Yeah, I think that's effectively what we're trying to do. I think what we've seen is that we are a company called Visuality. We are a data analysis and data visualization company. So we work with a lot of different organizations like the UN, trying to help them to tell their stories in a more effective way by using visualization. And visualization of maps is a very critical type of visualization. So a lot of the stories have to be told with maps. Nowadays, it's very complicated to make some of these visualizations. And that's what we are trying to change with Cartability, trying to make so that everybody can actually make these maps. And that used to be very, very hard. That's what we're trying to change. We're trying to help people to communicate more by using a visualization of data.
What's the most fun CartoDB application? You know, the craziest, funnest map you've ever seen made?
Well, there is an application developed by a group in New York that I quite like. It's called A Scene Near Me. So the cool thing about this project is that it imported the database from New York about where movies have been recorded. And what it does is that when someone do a check-in on Foursquare, they actually check what movies have been recorded around you. Say that you are in a bar in the center of New York, I don't know, in Times Square, and you just check in there, and it tells you, you get a message, and it says, and they're like, hey, did you know, like, Ghostbusters was filmed close to here? And that can provide a lot of funny conversations when you are out there with your friends. That's been quite funny.
Javier, I want to thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Javier de la Torres is CEO of Visuality. That's the company behind CartoDB, an open-source interactive mapping software used by journalists and a lot of others, including our friends at WNYC in New York. We have links to see some of the infographics that we mentioned today and others, including the link between television show preferences and viewers' political preferences, a calculator for figuring out the cost of your college alma mater, if you were attending today, and some interesting maps tracking campaign donations. You can also explore A Scene Near Me. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. Segments and links from today's stories are available as audio at our website or as podcasts at wordofmouthradio.org. And as always, we welcome your ideas, your comments, your feedback in all formats and mediums, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, email, or even the old-fashioned post. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please do join us again tomorrow at noon for more new ideas here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Zach Nugent,
Virginia Prescott,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie,
with web support from Sarah Plore.
Andrew Perella, that's me,
provides technical support,
and Dan Kogan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals and not those of NHPR.
It's Board of Trustees or its underwriters.
That's right.
Shifting the Balance series is made possible with support from H&H Foundation.
For information about the show, to subscribe to our podcast, post a comment, or to read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org
or join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.
Cool. Thank you.